And sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them, Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here am I, dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.'" So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son." But his father ordered his servants, "Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, "Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound." He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, "Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf." He said to him, "My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The story of the prodigal son is unique to the Gospel of Luke, and so it holds a special place in the recounting of the life of Jesus Christ. In this story, there are two lost sons, two sons that failed to see what's really important. When we talk about the dividing of the property, it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor for creation itself. God gave us this earth to be stewards and to share. And the two sons represent just about all of us. Some grab what's in the earth, whatever they can take, spend it wildly, use carelessly the very gifts within themselves, the gifts of their family, the gifts of the earth. And others, interestingly enough, come to church and follow the rule of faith without thought, without commitment. And he too becomes lost. So when the father said to the older son, "Everything I have is yours," he's telling the truth. He already had given every material thing. But he had given so much more than that. And the older son simply forgot. The younger son had come back. He came back because he was hungry. And he wanted food. Food for the belly. He too forgot. He forgot the great gift that God had given him. And the parable gives us three symbols of that gift. Do you remember? The robe, the signet or ring, and the sandal. These represent your gifts of your baptism. The robe is the baptismal garment made new in Christ that you share in the life of God. The ring or the signet means you are a child and a beloved son of God through Jesus Christ. How important is that ring? Well, do you know this weekend Pope Benedict's ring, his signet, was destroyed? Why? Because it could no longer be validly used. He is not the Pope. And to seal a document with that signet is to say, "This is my word. And the one who applies this signet speaks for me." And this is the gift God gives you, to speak on his behalf, for he gave you the third gift, sandals. Sandals are a symbol of prophecy for the prophet. He gave you the very tool with which to go out into the world and share the love of God. And so when the younger son came home, he received that which the father had always desired to give him, but he had refused. The greater gift, not to fill the hunger of the belly, but to fill the hunger of the soul. The boys were hungry for God. They just didn't know it. Their entire dialogue is about the belly. "You didn't give me a calf with my friends." "No, my son, I gave you my robe, my signet, and my sandals. I gave you myself." Remember that. To the younger son, here are these gifts. You turned away from the beginning. Take them now and be my son. Your belly is the least of your issues. Your desire for love, the love of God within your soul, is your biggest need. This is why we're so joyful today. God fills the greatest need we have, and that is his person within us. In the reading of Joshua, it talks about the manna in the desert ceasing when they move on to the land of Canaan. Simple. For us, we understand that to be a prefigurement of the Eucharistic gift. Our candidates and catechumens know well, we studied this deeply. What does that show? It shows that in this life, the Eucharistic bread, the very presence of God, comes to us every single day, symbolized by bread, but really himself on this altar. For God never left us alone, never sent us out without provision. And so he calls us back and calls us back. The essential truth is this. The story of the elder son and the younger son is about them missing the activity of God in their life, and so let's bring them back. The father looked into the distance, filled with compassion, ran, embraced, kissed and enthroned his youngest son. And when the older son could not grasp why he doesn't feel and sense the presence of God, the father left the celebration, found his other lost son, and pleaded with him, reasoned with him, and showed him this essential point. Reconciliation with God must include reconciliation with your brothers and your sisters. There is no reconciliation with God unless you find it within yourself to love those around you. It's work. It's not perfect, but we're obligated to do it, to try to do it, to enter into the love of God and give that with the sandals of our feet to those around us. Right? The story didn't end. Jesus gave a story for us to finish. Which are we? Are we worshiping in a way that is devoid of the presence of God? We might need to change that. Have we ran away with the goods of God and no love and the fellowship of our friends? We need to change that. We need to remember the robe and the signet and the sandal that comes with your baptism, that we may truly live as sons of God and draw others back into the love of God, for there's no other mission on earth for us than to bring people to God himself and allow them to wear the same robe. Amen.